السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. Today Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla created this universe, so it was 12 lunar months that were sanctioned by Almighty Allah. And from these 12 lunar months, minha arbaatun hurum, four are sacred months. Which are the four sacred months? The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, thalathun mutawaliyat, three are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram, and the month of Rajab. So it shows what a holy sacred month it is, and we read the dua as well. Allahumma bariklana fi Rajab wa Shaban, wa balighna Ramadan. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us blessings, barakah during this month of Rajab and Shaban, and spare us for the month of Ramadan. We say Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. And just juxtapose this, compare it with the Gregorian calendar. Last week was December, so Christmas. So what they told you, 25/12, and then /31. But what is the meaning of December? December means 10. November means 9. October means 8. It shows that the months and the number are not agreeing. If you know Latin, so it shows that the real new year was 1st of March, not 1st of January. Therefore, when you speak to Christians and non-Muslims, you must tell them in the year 1647, the Puritan Parliament of Britain banned Christmas celebrations, and they said it's a pagan custom, got nothing to do with Christianity. It's just wine, dine, and swine. Similarly, the new year, those of you who know Afrikaans, you will know it's Germakar. It's got nothing to do. It's all mixed up. There was a pope, his name was Pope Gregory. So remember that what Pope Gregory did, the pope running around with the idol. And the idol has two faces, one face of goodness and one face of evil. And then he dedicated it to the and then Gregorian calendar. But you see, still they have problems. Every 4 years they have a leap year, 29th of February. So if the person is born on the 29th of February, his birthday will only come once in 4 years. So Islam gave us the best system, and that is the lunar system. So everything of Islam is the best. We have to share it with the rest. Remember that. Second one is this, that each one of us today, we are here in Masjid Kawthar in four-way sentence. So what is Kawthar? You go to Quran Sharif, chapter number 108, Surah Kawthar, the shortest surah and chapter in the noble Quran. Normally, people translate Inna Atina Kal Kawthar, that we gave you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fountain of Kawthar. The Muhakkikin ulama say that's not the 100% correct translation, although it's acceptable. Kawthar is the plural of kathir. So everything that is good, iman, Islam, ikhlas, akhlaq, whatever is good, so Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala gave that to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the best and best and the greatest amount, the quantity and quality was the best. So imagine what great meaning it is, and part of it is the Hawza Kawthar as well. So all this was introduction, now we come to the topic. What is happening now in Syria, in Yemen, in Gaza, and so many other parts of the world? So let us start quickly. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wrote a whole book on this, Manaqib al-Sham, the virtues of the Levant. So when we hear the word Sham, it refers to Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. So the hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and many ahadith kitab. Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. Of all Almighty Allah Jalla wala give us barakah in Sham. Sham means Palestine and Syria, Jordan, Lebanon. All these countries put together, so that constitutes Sham. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam made special dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give barakah, blessings to the people of Yemen. Then somebody asked, wa fi Najdina. What about Najd? Najd refers to your Riyadh and Saudi Arabia and those areas. The Master alayhi salam refused, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And he said, Hunaka al-fitan wa salasil. Today you can see all the problems arising from that part of the world. So let's start from Syria. So we all are happy about one thing, that the Assad regime, Bashar Assad, his father Hafiz Assad, 100% non-Muslims, and they were out of the fold of Islam. They murdered, martyred thousands of our Muslims, and now they kicked out. So now we have Muslims running the show. But what will happen in future, we don't know. But you should know that Syria is a place where Anbiya alayhi salatu salam are buried. Hazrat Hizakir alayhi salatu salam is buried. In English you say Hizakir. It's the land of Sahaba. That you go there to Syria, to Babu Safir. I've been to Syria thrice, so I know what we are speaking about. So in Babu Safir, you will find Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu is buried there. You will find that Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, the second Muazzin, was blind. Abbas Awatawallah is buried there. Both Muazzin of the Master, alayhi salam, they in Medina Munawwara, Masjid Nabawi, and now they are buried here. Abdullah, you must remember that who is the Sahaba who conquered it? Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, Muaz bin Jabal, and so many other great Sahaba, Khalid bin Walid. Khalid bin Walid is buried there in Hims. So thousands of Sahaba came there, some of them are buried there, and so forth. When you read about Syria, there are three, four people's names you should know. You know the Umayyad Masjid, the Jami Masjid, which is open now. When you come outside that Masjid, you will find Salahuddin Ayyubi, that Saladin the Just, who liberated Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, is buried there. When you go further inside, you will find that Salahuddin Ayyubi with him was Nuruddin Zangi, Imaduddin Zangi. So these were the great people in the liberation of Palestine, and they all are buried there in Syria, in Damascus and surroundings. So we should know it has a great, great history. So my message to you is make dua that these people don't sell us out. Because they say they want a government of national unity. In the government of national unity, they will bring everybody on. They will bring the Shias also on. They will bring the Christians also on. They will bring non-Muslims. We got no problem with Christians and that. If they bring them and they look after their own affairs. But if they are going to dictate to the Muslims that which type of constitution you must have and which type of laws you must have, then that becomes a big problem for us. So that is what is happening. You know what Nabi alayhi salam said regarding Syria? إذا فسد الشام if the people of Sham إذا فسد أهل الشام فلا خير فيكم if the people of Sham get totally corrupted then there's no goodness in you. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith open always in Mishkan Sharif that in Sham there are 40 abdars, the very pious people. When they pass away, Allah Ta'ala replaces them with somebody else. Ending time, everything will happen there. Hazrat Mahdi will come from Medina Munawwara to Makkah. The people, the Abdal, will put their hands in his hands. From there he'll come to Syria. He will be the Imam and leader of the Muslims. And he will try and bring about unity in the rank and file. Then Nabi Isa alayhi salam will descend, Nuzul Isa, there in Syria also. From Syria he will come towards Palestine. And then in a place called Lut, between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, there the Dajjal will be there. And that is where Nabi Isa alayhi salam will kill him and dispatch the Dajjal straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. So many things still going to happen in Syria and so forth and so on. Come to Yemen. What is Yemen, my brothers? Subhanallah, Yemen is that place where Sahaba was sent to. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. Go there, Mu'az, and teach the people the Quran and the Sunnah. Go there, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Go there, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari belongs to the Yemeni tribe of Ash'ari. A person with a golden voice. One day he was reading Quran. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from behind and then heard him reading. And what the Master alayhi salam said to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, utita mismaran min mazamiri Ali Dawood. You are given one of the golden voices of the family of Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was my normal reading. You should have told me you were listening to me. La habbartuka tahbira. I should have read my special reading for you, Ya Rasulullah, so that you should be so delighted and elated with me. So that was, now when you go, I've been to Yemen also once in 2000. If you go there, you will find Sahaba were there. He's a Sahabi, Farwa bin Musaik, and he built a masjid there. You will find Sahaba were there, Wabar radiallahu anhu, he built a masjid there. Till today, those masajids are standing. Obviously, they renovated and refurbished. So remember that these people have made so much sacrifice. You won't find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned so many virtues of people besides Makkah Mukarramah, besides Medina Munawwara, besides Aqsa al-Mubarak, then for Yemen. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun, true Iman, you will find there in Yemen. Wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya, and you will find that Hikmat and Wisdom, you will find in Yemen. And then in Majma'u Zawaid, you will find Al-Fiqhu Fil Yemen, the true understanding of Deen, you will find there in Yemen. So my brothers, remember that today, whether we like or not, this is the truth. They are Shias, many of them, the Houthis, and that side in Lebanon, the Hezbollah. They are Shias. We don't say Shias are Muslims, but they are playing a greater role in the liberation of Palestine today than our Sunni countries. Whether we like or not, I'm dead against the Shias. Everybody knows that. I've been to Iran. I had debate with them. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I defeated them right in Iran. But the point is this. Where is your Saudi Arabia? Where is your Emirates? Where is your Bahrain, Morocco, Egypt, Jordan, and all these countries? They're all in bed with Israel. They're helping Israel to murder our children. Yesterday, in 24 hours, they martyred and murdered more than 70 people. Our children and women in Palestine. I've been to Palestine 5 times. So we know what is happening there. They don't allow me now. They have blacklisted me. So my brothers, we need to understand what is really happening on the ground, and so forth and so on. So we come now to Yemen. So Yemen, mashallah, that even today, while I was coming, I was looking at the news breaking from Sana'a, they shot a missile and it went straight into Jerusalem and it hit his target. Not one of the interceptors of the Israelis or Americans could intercept it. So when Allah wants, everything will happen. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. It's not that you threw and it hit the target. It's Allah wanted it to hit the target. So see how Allah Ta'ala is using these people, my brothers. So we should know today now, 15 months almost, Hamas. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَمَاسِ. Do you even know who is Hamas, my brothers? You must not get caught up in the propaganda of the West. The West wants, you must look at Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, and then you think just like them. We must be Muslims and think like a Muslim. Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, the founder of Hamas, he formed Hamas in 1987. And what he said? He said, in 2027, Zawalu Israel. Israel will be no more. I am not telling you to believe in it. It's his opinion. Maybe it will happen. Maybe it will happen before that. Just now I translated the khutbah there at the back from Makkah. Usama Khayyar, Sheikh Usama, delivered the lecture. So he couldn't take the word Yahud. Understand the real politics. It's a pity that you Muslims of South Africa, majority of you don't understand Arabic. In Makkah, our people are simple, naive people. Anything the Imam just says, say, Ameen, Ameen. Finish. What he says, he don't know. But we make it Ameen. He made dua for Palestine. He made dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. But he said, Allahumma alayka bi aduwika wa aduwika. Ya Allah, you punish their enemies and your enemies. But he could not take the word Yahud. Our Makkah Mukarrama, our Medina Munawwara, our Masjid al-Aqsa is controlled by the Jews today. You should understand that the real politics that's going on. How simple we are, we don't even know that. Today in Jumu'ah, anybody can come to this masjid, any masjid. You go to Aqsa, the Jewish police, Zionist police are there. They will tell you, Mamnu, you can't go. You will tell you, you can go. Who's controlling Aqsa? The enemies are controlling Aqsa. So our Hamas stood up, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Nawarullah Barakatuh. From his neck downwards is paraplegic. 2004, Ariel Sharon brought the F-16. In Gaza, Fajr time, he read Salat in the masjid. They took him out. He said, take me out. They told him, Sheikh, this F-16 is hovering above this masjid for you. He said, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, La nakhafu illallah. We don't fear anyone except Almighty Allah. In matter of 3 weeks after that, 2004, then Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, he also martyred. By who? By him, Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut, the butcher of the Palestinians. In Urdu we say, Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Allah does not make a noise. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Qala Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, Qala Allah ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala says, Man aada li waliya, faqad aadantuhu bil harb. When you harm my awliyaullah, my special friends, I Allah wage war against you. Allah put Ariel Sharon 8 years in Sadarat. If you know Afrikaans, you say, he had nicha leveni, he had nicha frekni. Frek means to die like a dog, and he died worse than a dog. We made the dua now. Thousands of people said, Ameen. On Markaz Sahaba, Radio Ansar, Sirius FM, I said, Ya Allah, Benjamin Netanyahu has cancer. His wife, Sarah, she's in Miami. She can't come there. She got COVID. She's corona. Ya Allah, you make them, punish them, and make them ibratan lil mu'tabirin. We must ask Allah. Allah will decimate these Jutlas and Jews and Zionists. For what we have to fear? We don't have to fear anybody. We've got the truth. Then our Imam, our leader came. Hafiz, Ismail Haniya, a shaheed. I give you one sentence of his. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ لَنْ نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلِ Our leader, Hafiz Ismail Haniya, he said, we will never ever recognize Israel. See how beautifully it rhymes. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ لَنْ نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلِ So that is what we are doing. Yesterday, if you read the Jewish newspaper, you need to wake up, brothers. You need to wake up, sisters. And you youth playing paddle and wasting your time and your life. So you need to go and read the Jutla paper, the Jewish paper, the Haaretz. Yesterday, the commander said, it's mentioned in their newspaper, that he said, flatten the whole of Gaza, halt all the aid coming in. We must starve them to death and kill all 2 million of them. That is the Jutla. They are the people who murdered prophets and messengers. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ So therefore we have a war going with them. But how come you the Muslims, you will still go to your McDonald's? How come you Muslims, you will still go to your KFC? How come you Muslims, you still go to your Starbucks? Why must you support this Jewish entity? Can't you have some shame, some hadiyah, some ghaira? Show, we will cripple the Jutlas. We have the numbers to cripple them. But the Muslim today, we want to just be part-time Muslim. We must make them. You see this lecture I'm giving now? They're recording everything, every lecture of mine they're recording the Jutlas. As long as we are speaking the truth, you don't have to fear anybody. Remember that nicely. So Ismail Haniya was set up by the Iranian Shias, non-Muslims. And then the Jews came, the Shias came, and they martyred him. Just like Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. He was invited to Iraq, and what happened? So in Karbala, I went to Karbala, Iraq also with Allah's help. And then they, the Shias martyred him, murdered him. If anybody wants all the evidence, I don't give anything from our books. All from the Shia books. Imam Zainul Abidin is the book. In Tehran, in Iran, they gave me the book. Imam Zainul Abidin is the son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. He asked the Shias, أَخَذْتُمُ الْأَهْدَ وَالْمِيثَاقِ, you took the pledge on my father's hand, ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُمُوهُ وَخَذَلْتُمُوهُ, and then you left my father? بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, tomorrow on the day of justice, how will you face Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم? وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ, and he will tell you, Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم will tell you, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي, you murdered my grandson. وَانْتَرَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي, you desecrated our exalted rank. This is not our books, it's your books, you gave it to me. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, you don't belong to this ummah. Imam Zainul Abidin, the son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, is telling the Shias, after the martyrdom of his father, he's an eyewitness to that. What will you say? Tabarasi writes in his work, Ihtijaj, which is the Shia book, when Sayyidina Hussein's daughter told the Shias, you murdered my father. They read poetry and they said, قَاتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيٍّ بِشُيُوفٍ إِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِهِ, yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Ali. Yes, we martyred Sayyidina Hussein. And we used the swords and the spears made from India. In your book, isn't it? So same thing a replay here. They set him up for Ismail Aliyah. Then we have our leader, Yahya Sinwar. What a great person. They said he ran away. He's in the tunnels. He fought till his last breath. 3 days he never had food, he never drank, and water. And he said, Ya Allah, never let me die as a sick person. I want to pass away as a martyr. And he sees the master, alayhi salam, in his dream. Oh Yahya, you take them on. And remember, you will meet me very soon. And your aspiration will be fulfilled. You will pass away as a martyr. The man who built the greatest tunnels, till today the Jutlas cannot find their hostages. Who built all these tunnels? Yahya Sinwar, the mastermind strategist. He was sentenced for 400 years by the Jutlas, and he spent 22 years in the Jewish jails, 4 years in solitary confinement. What he did, my brothers, my youth, he never killed time and wasted time. He learned the Hebrew language. When he used to intercept the discussions of the Jutlas, Jutla means Jew, he knew exactly what next step to take, and he dispatched thousands and hundreds of the Jutlas with Hamas straight to Jahannam. We should be proud of these people. For what you have been so apologetic and so forth and so on. So my brothers, my message to you is this. When you go to Aqsa, you will see our children. What they say, with iman in their hearts, stone in their hands, they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. Now to explain to you, I have to go to Khaybar. It's the 7th year of the Hijrah. It's the month of Muharram. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh is given the flag, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And then the battle starts. 94 Jutlas dispatched to Jahannam. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh is Fatih of Khaybar. So our children in Palestine remind the Jutlas and say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are coming again to defeat you. Our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, they come right to Aqsa and they say, Aqsa, we will fall. We will attain shahada and martyrdom. But you, Aqsa, you cannot fall. We will give our life, we will give our blood for you, Aqsa. Are you prepared to go to Aqsa? You want to go Hollywood, Bollywood, yeah, there, Harab places. Why you don't go to Palestine? I'm asking you. 1992, we were still under apartheid here in South Africa. I was facing Aqsa and a young boy. He comes to 8-9 years old. His name Qaqa. I told him, Qaqa, we were speaking Arabic. Qaqa, my heart tells me I take you to South Africa. In the morning, he'll enroll you in the school. In the afternoon, you go madrasa. Look at the answer the 9-year-old boy gave. I started crying. He turned around. He pointed to Aqsa and said, Sheikh, you telling me about your Junubi Africa. If I leave here, who will defend and protect my Junubi Aqsa? To our children, are worried anything? Whole day just play with games, TV, movies, get fit, and this. Nothing. How are you going to become an asset to this ummah? I'm asking you. So think properly, my brothers. Life is very short. Victory is ours. Quran says that. All of you Arabs who are here, all of you students who are here, you must contact me. Write down my number. 071-888-1184. I will send you the book. حقائق القرآنية حول قضية الفلسطينية. Allah is telling us victory is ours. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. That Allah will bring the enemy in groups and groups. You see, yesterday, the Haris newspaper wrote, 83,000 Jutlas have already left in 2024. They can't stick it anymore. So Allah is bringing them and the great out also. When the Muslim army comes, Quran chapter 17 verse 7, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ. The Muslim army will disfigure the faces of the enemy. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa via jihad. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَدْبِيرًا. Today they think they can get away because America is with them. They have veto. Everything will crumble. Remember that. Their pride, arrogance, everything will crumble. That is the promise of Almighty Allah. Those of you who don't know Arabic, read the book, Jerusalem, the Key to World Peace. Anybody wants it, we'll send you a PDF copy. Jazakallahu khairan to all the trustees, all the imams here of this masjid. I think it's the first or second time I'm coming here. We thank all of you. Brothers, make sure we have parked our cars in the proper place and not blocking anybody. After Salat, there'll be a collection, not for me, for the masjid. So open your hearts, open your pockets, give here and give to Aqsa. Once again, I appeal to you, brothers, sisters. You still got holiday. Go to Aqsa and go and look at what's happening there with your own eyes. Inshallah, it will be a game changer for you. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant our Mujahideen victory. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all our Masajid. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, Mawlana will render the khutbah and salat on Anas. I'm tired of holding this, you know.